And you like these bitter tastes.
Yeah, bring me a Nigerian man with them. Nigerian man with a beverage. No, I'll take back. You see?
Where are you from?
Nigerian, Jamaica.
Which side are you more swinging towards?
I'm Jamaican. My dad's shit, so I don't know them sides.
Yeah, so are you still want a Nigerian man? No, but to be honest, yeah, if I was to choose between a Nigerian man and a Jamaican man, I'd choose a Nigerian man because the Jamaican men are fucking trash.
I've never dated a Jamaican guy.
They are the worst. I've dated one and it was so bad. He exed every single Jamaican man I've ever seen.
I've had too many aunties that used to beef with the Jamaican exes.
Let me tell you what happened with the Jamaican guy that I was seeing, yeah. Hey. So, okay, basically he was a drug dealer, innit? He was a drug dealer and he lived below me.
Easy access.
I know, so it was... We're talking real easy access, bro.
Hey, you're knocking on the window. Are you?
Like, seriously, it was one of those, like, you know when Romeo is like, calling out from his window, Romeo, where art thou? That's me, Joyce, where are you? And I've been looking back because literally he lived literally below me. Anyways, the whole thing just skedaddled. It was just a mess. So we dated, it just didn't work out. He was busy, and on top of that, he had a child. And I found out that he was still, you know, doing plutoplata with his baby mom, as they do. So bearing in mind, this guy is like, he's not a drug dealer, like a corner boy. He's like quite up there.
Yeah.
So
you haven't started, have you?
No.
Okay.
So it's like 4 a.m. in the morning and I'm sleeping, I'm minding my business. All I hear downstairs is do 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 do. Hey. I'm police. Nobody move. Dish dish dish. Dude, I'm like, and I'm waking up like thinking, oh my God, what's happened? I'm trying to grab my wig and shit because, listen, it's one thing being arrested. It's another thing being arrested wigless. Like, we're not trying to do that, period.
So Bandit Bridge was there.
The disgrace is already enough. Anyways, they're looking for my man downstairs and they've bought literally 20 police, plainclothed and armed for this guy.
You know what, you got the undies on you?
Looking for him, and like literally the whole road is stretched with just police vans. Like, my roommate came out and she was like, what's going on? So she's now come out trying to get a cigarette. She's like, get back in, I'm pulling. Like, it was fuck. I said, just for this one boy. Anyways, I was a little bit turned on because I love Nia.
There's no way, bro. All I need to do is sniff.
Listen, I just need me a 9-to-5 nigga at this point.
Well, yeah, but they're just...
But you don't like a 9-to-5 boy?
No, let me not say that. Because I don't really give a toss what you're doing. Just make sure it's not illegal.
Yeah, seriously, I don't want to do... The thing is, there's some 9-to-5 guys that have money. Like, I don't like the stigma that 9-to-5 guys don't make money.
It's stupid stigma. That's why I don't even engage in it more time.
It's a very stupid... Because there's some accountants that make big bank, like six figures. Like, all those government niggas.
Sexy biceps as well.
Them government niggas, they're making like six figures, you know, like in government. Only thing is that they just don't have the time. That's the thing.
Yeah, that and they think they're flirting with every other babe.
Trust me, every babe in the fucking office is looking for them, bruv. It's actually enough. So if you had a 9-to-5 or a criminal, you choose a criminal.
Huh? 9-to-5?
9-to-5 or criminal?
9-to-5.
100% me too.
I've had a criminal before. I'm not trying to do all that.
Yeah, the criminal, I don't know. The criminal life is just not, it's not
banking. It's fun when they're throwing money at you, right?
When they tell you to hide your strap, hide the strap in the
Gucci. I didn't get that far.
I've never done that. Someone asked me to do that one time, but I was thinking, am I mad?
Where are you from?
I'm from Luton. That's what I'm saying. I'm not even from.
Where was he from?
South. He was from Luton. He wasn't even from. Luton boys be banging though. Luton boys be actually banging. I swear to God, they're on job. You know, I won't even.
The only door that I'm banging is the door, the heavenly gates.
the only door I'm banging is your cell door when they come and arrest you.
God forbid. You know, once you get arrested, it's actually it. Don't go.
Would you? No. Let's talk about that. If your man, okay, cool. You were dating someone for like 5 years.
Yeah.
And he was treating you right. He was splashing money, Gucci, Prada, Fendi. They've caught him for drugs. He's going to jail. And he's going to jail for 5 years.
He must have been loose then, because why are you getting caught?
Do you know what? Yeah, I feel like when it's a bit of a turn off when niggas get caught. Yeah. when man them get caught, it's a bit of an ick, you know. It's the ick, you know. Why are you getting caught for? Why are you getting arrested
What's
for?
Going on?
That's a big ick, you know.
see him there like,
trust me, in the handcuffs.
Oh, no, I read.
It's not even funny.
It's not even funny, but what are you doing?
No, but would you rock with someone that has been in jail?
Nah, I can't. It's too much stress.
You wouldn't?
Bruv, I remember one time calling someone. I was dealing, yeah, and I knew if this guy didn't pick up the phone, he's arrested. This guy didn't pick up, he won't pick up the phone. The phone was ringing out. The phone never rings out. Either DND, as in don't go through, mm-hmm. or he picks up the phone. Didn't pick up. Bruv, I finished my shift. This guy is in Elephant Castle. Elephant Castle custody, bruv. I said, I knew it.
They caught him.
I knew it. Nah, I can't deal with that. I'm too young for high blood pressure. And I was young back then.
That's what I'm saying. Sorry, I'm not holding. I want to say this now. If a boy goes to jail, I'm not holding him down. I'm sorry. Please. I'm not holding him down.
I wouldn't even get in a position to ditch him. Like, I wouldn't even get in that position to ditch him like that.
Would you send him letters and though? And that? Like, just to check on him.
I just about reply to my emails. Send letters. Babe.
I'm not sending nothing.
Sending letters and put in a bottle and throw it out in the water and hopefully he gets it.
Nah, you need to get his HMP number, right?
See, I'm glad I don't know that. I don't know what HMP number is. I'm glad.
It's like they're not like, so the criminals, they're not their names, they're their cell numbers. So they have numbers. It's like 183004.
Well, like an Oyster card. You know you got the number at the back.
the unique identification number.
No, it's that lifestyle just not me. I can't see it for myself. I can't.
No, I can't. But shout out. No, not shout out.
Yeah, you just said, but shout out.
I was about to say shout out to the girls holding them down. You know what? Nah, fuck that. You dumb bitch.
No, it's just like.
I don't get the
don't
girls.
Don't you want better?
Don't you? Exactly. Especially in your prime years. I'm telling you, that man is going to do his bird. He's going to run for like 7 years. And then he's going to come out and then find a bad bee in his 20s and leave you in your saggy breasts.
There. Just there chilling. With your letters. Fate.
Trust me.
With all your letters
just
there.
With all your letters just there. Trust me. Letters not held in the bin. Letters not held in the bin.
You run out of pens from all them letters. You're right.
I'm telling you. Nah. There's no way.
You know
no
you
got to
put saliva on the tip of the pen.
There was one girl, yeah, that I know in Bedford, yeah. I think her nigga told her to hold money for her. No. Her man told her to hold money for him. And she held the money and the police gripped her. She didn't say nothing. The girl's in prison as we speak, you know.
See what I mean?
Young, tender
is
age.
Is she your mate?
24 your years
mate?
Old.
Is she your mate?
God forbid. My friends, I can't be so stupid.
Stupid.
My friend could not be so stupid.
And the thing is, yeah, it's like, you want to call them stupid, but at the same time, it's like.
That one is stupid.
Yeah, she's dumb, but. You got to give them a blind. It's like, no, but it's like, what do you mean?
That one is, they'll say it's love. That one is not love.
Yeah, it's stupidity.
There's love with one tinty and there's dumb with one tinty. <That's>, this one is dumb with one tinty. What is that? Listen, if the police came to me and said, hello, do you have any information on on Donald, Bobby Jr. and your boyfriend? I will
see where you flopped. Why even open the door? Why open the door? Hey. You don't open the door, you know. You look for
I'm
the
sorry,
people.
I'm snitching.
You look for the people.
Who? Have you ever not opened the door? But you're shouting through the door.
Hey, no, I remember one
Who's
time.
Who's that?
I remember one time, yeah. I opened the door. You know when, not bailiffs, what are they called? The debt collectors people.
Debt collectors.
And my dad's house one time. And I just opened the door and that's...
You're so fucking dumb, yeah.
I thought it was my uncle. Because it was proper close, innit? So all you could see was the top and the and like this bit here.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought my uncle opened the door. I see the camera on this thing. I said,
oh,
yay!
Man. Done that, eh? They've cut you.
Hey. My nan didn't talk to me for a good 2 weeks.
They cut you. What did they say?
Just the, oh, just where to collect. I'm like, oh, sorry. Like, I'm her granddaughter. Like, she's not here right now. You sure? Yeah. Oh, should we call her?
Brother, they called her.
No!
Where was she?
Her phone was ringing upstairs. Her phone was ringing upstairs.
They caught you.
Hey, I said she went here. They phoned her.
upstairs.
You know, those are the people you have to be rude to. Do you know what? Yeah, I really try not to be rude to people that are doing their jobs. But those kind of people, TV license, I swear to God.
You're a snitch for a living. How do you live yourself? How do you go to bed at night? How do you wash your skin?
Knowing you're a snitch. Knowing that you are a snitch. Them TV license people, I'm so fucking rude to them. Yeah, I don't pay my fucking TV license. Yeah, I said it. Fuck it. I know it's fucking...
These are her own views. Not my own.
No, it's knocking on the
fucking... Hey, you know you got to pay TV license for a laptop now as well.
No way.
That's like, you lot are crazy. You better just keep going.
And they're trying to make it so that like things like Netflix, YouTube, you'll pay... Because you have to pay TV license if you use TV license for BBC, ITV, da-da-da-da-da. But if it's something like Netflix, what else?
Stuff YouTube. What you're paying for.
Yeah, they don't. But they're trying to put that into the bracket. Listen, if Netflix go into TV license, we're finished, you know.
I'm already using somebody else's account. You need to just relax.
Facts. Facts. Shout out to my real G Kashifa, right? Because I'm
using. Why am I just giving myself extra cost when you've got an account, babe?
Honestly, let's do this together, darling.
Honestly, let's do it together.
Listen, one day I tried to use one nigga's Spotify account as well, but it's not.
No, you can't do Spotify.
You can't.
Yeah, it's all long.
It's bad. Once someone starts playing,
it stops on your side.
It stops on your side. That's the end of it. Unless you do offline.
Oh yeah. No.
You see, I'm a strategist. I'm a strategist.
To nick the Spotify account.
I went to where did I go? I went to H&M yesterday. Was it yesterday, the day before? I'm fucking hell. They've already got the Christmas lights coming up.
Yeah, no, I don't even know. Don't they usually have like a big ceremony? Or did they do this year?
No, but so what they do is they put the Christmas lights up ready to go, and then there's a ceremony where they start lighting it up. But I was thinking, bruv, you lot don't rest. Like, we're still mid-November. You lot already got sleigh bells. Are you listening? In the lane. Like, fam, I'm not mentally there yet.
I am. You're in the kitchen already.
I'm
already hungry.
Are you a Christmas babe?
I've been to my Christmas dinner since like 2 weeks ago. I'm sitting
there
thinking.
The Christmas dinner and the turkey.
That's all I care about, bro. I've got to the age where I just don't make sure my plate's full.
Are you proper? Do you know what? Yeah, I'm a proper bar humbug bitch, you know.
Swear.
Yeah, man.
Grinch is still Christmas, bruv.
Listen, if Grinch was a bad bitch, man, it'd be me. Shit.
I swear they had a bad bitch version in the film. Not like, I swear.
A bad B Grinch.
They had his cheeks out at one point in the movie,
Grinchisha.
I swear.
Grinchisha. I don't know, but do you know what? When I was 10, I wanted a Nintendo DS. Like, I really wanted it, like, and I wanted it for a good year, and I never got it. And since then, like, that kind of, you know, when they say that your villain genesis, that was my villain story when I fucking started hate Christmas.
Bro, them times there, yeah, that's when everyone was rich. I have like, how many siblings I have? I've got at least like nine like siblings and then my cousins or whatever all together. There was one Christmas, yeah, everyone got Nintendo DS.
Oh, except me, bitch. I didn't get no Nintendo DS. Wanted that. You don't understand. Like, I remember, yeah, on my mother, when it was the Mother's Day before Christmas. So this is March. I gave my mum March.
Really in the August book, like, it's 372.
On the Mother's Day letter, the Mother's Day card, which I accidentally bought a Happy Birthday one instead of a Mother's Day one.
See, that's why you didn't get a DS. You went.
A dickhead, clearly. And I wrote, Happy Mother's Day, Mum. Please, can I have a Nintendo DS? I wanted one with my core, like, and I never got one. And since then, yeah, all that magical Christmas shit, I just never, it never sat with me. After that, my villain origin produced. So now I'm like, when I see Christmas, I'm like,
no, I'm ready for the food.
Do you know what? I love to eat. Listen, if anybody wants to feed me on Christmas, they're more. Have you been to, what's that, Winter Wonderland?
Yes, I have.
Why'd you have to think about that, you whore? I just have to think about that. Sleigh bells.
I've been there twice.
Are you listening?
I've been there twice.
Twice?
Yeah, twice. How do you think?
Is it overhyped? Because I hear like...
No, yes. Yeah, it's definitely overhyped. Like, it's definitely, like, you know them odd fun fairs you find in the park?
I'm finished.
You might have to go to one of them, babe.
Is it that bad?
You get more fun out of those ones. But,
do you know what? I want to go just to say it was shit. Cause I've never been, like, it's so weird that, like, I have never done the winter romance.
You know what? Yeah, that will slap. Winter Wonderland will slap if they get rid of all them stupid food stalls that they have and just put more rides in there.
Not the food stalls.
Stupid. All I want is churros. Why am I seeing hot dogs?
Shut up. What? I like. big hat dance.
In the middle of winter, babe.
Hell yeah.
You've got all the fur and the ketchup's just there going everywhere.
Hell yeah. And then the boy will lick it up. Listen, the boy will lick up the ketchup. Listen, you're
from
not,
the fur, yeah?
You're not kicking bitch. You're not kicking bitch. You don't think.
You know why chicks, yeah? When the hair's in his mouth and he's like, that'll be him.
Sorry, you know what, yeah? Can I just say, sign up? That's actually very disgusting. You know when, like, non-colored like, have like ketchup or like bolognese and you can like see
just
the
see
red.
It, yeah, it's just very
buzz.
Ketchup is a crap condiment, but we digress.
Do you know ketchup is actually like original Chinese food?
It stinks.
What's your problem? So basically
ketchup stinks.
You drink tequila with orange juice.
Tequila and orange juice. Don't forget the orange. Don't forget the slice
with
of
the orange slice
and the ice cubes, because it'll be a warm tequila and orange juice. And we can't have that.
You drink Havanas and ginger beer.
Don't forget. You keep forgetting the ice cube because the ice cube is making it.
You're like saying the ice cube is gonna make the flavor any better.
Yeah. Snap crackle pop.
You have the worst fucking drinks I've ever had in my life.
Oh no.
In my whole life.
Where's the grape that you brought?
Why is this trying to diss the cocktails and takeaway staple
she
drink?
She brought me fake cranberry juice,
and I'm gonna fucking fight her. You are the first person to ever say.
Can you
don't
imagine
like
how many
mix.
People she had in the show? I know for a fact I'm not the only one that did not enjoy
I
that cheese.
God, I've had about, I'm gonna say 15 guests.
15, and I'm one out of 15. Yeah, I must be special, or someone's lying.
You are clearly not alright in palate. Your palate, and you said you don't like hot dogs. I can't take
no,
you.
No, I like hot dogs. I just don't like ketchup.
Like, who doesn't like,
that and barbecue sauce.
So what do you have with your,
if mayo.
You
say,
can you see why I can't take it seriously?
Mayo's
can
nice.
Can you see?
Why do you like mayo?
Can you see?
Mayo's good. You or Peronese. You can buy it in Tesco now.
Peronese is like ketchup and mayonnaise together.
But it's not. Otherwise it would have been ketchup and mayonnaise. It's got the seasoning in there.
Peronese. I'm sure it's ketchup. So it's like burger sauce.
It depends from what shop.
See, someone that's not normal.
No, it depends from the shop. Because you know sometimes it's too tangy. It's like, there's too much ketchup in here.
You just don't like anything that's sweet by the sounds of it.
No, it just needs to be... I need to not be able to smell it. Like, obviously... Yeah, I can't... There's certain things I can't smell. If I smell it, it's
just
not even...
Bitch, you're just weird.
It's just... It's yeah, no, I can't do it.
I love ketchup. Ketchup is my favorite. Actually, no, tell a lie. I love that sweet chili. I'm a sweet chili type.
Don't give me sweet chili either.
Like what, bruv?
I can smell sweet chili from the nearest supermarket that's around here.
Honestly, you're gonna tell me now that she's gonna tell me now that she likes marmalade and Marmite.
Oh no.
You don't like Marmite.
No.
You look like a Marmite loving girl.
Yeah, no.
I don't know.
Don't like supermarket either. That's throw the drink in the bin.
Throw this bitch in the bin. Hey. Friend is good. How do you... No. So you are...
Super Bowl tastes like Barry's.
Okay. So when we're doing Super Bowl versus Ginger Beer, you're saying Ginger Beer.
You don't need to ask me because you didn't know the answer. You can even skip me.
Because I wanted you to change your mind. I had some hope in you. Ginger Beer is foul. Like, who thought... Nah. Who thought to put ginger...
The thing is, yeah, the drink don't even taste that bad for you to be discretion like
why,
this.
Why is my drink spicy?
Are you sick a lot? Do you get like sick a lot?
No, my immune system is strong.
Are you sure?
100%.
So how do you not like ginger beer?
Ginger beer is disgusting.
It's not, man. It's not
ginger beer. Why I've never who had? Why do you like a spicy drink? If I wanted a spicy drink, I would have fucking put stew in a fucking cup with a straw and drink it. That's what you lot are doing right now with that spicy with that spicy ass unnecessary drink.
Hey, extra fiery ginger beer.
Who drinks pepper? Like, what other drink do you know that is spicy and people drink it?
I don't know, actually.
There is no other. There is absolutely no other drink.
First one, try to test it.
But you want to come for the malt drink? Like, super malt,
tastes like Barry's. That and Magnum.
It tastes like what?
Barry's.
Because I'm sure in your spare time, you like to put batteries in your mouth.
I can only imagine that Barry tastes exactly like that. I can only imagine.
Super malt tastes like... God went to the taps of heaven, went to the bars of heaven, and said, let me create something that's non-alcoholic for the Christian people, and poured it. I was like, listen, super malt.
Do you know why the bars are from hell? Do you know why the bars are from hell? Because we're only drinking wine in heaven. So, I don't know what you're drinking. God went to the bars of hell and purgatory and said, "Are you lot first, yeah?" Alright, cool.
Nah, people that, again, I can't take you seriously. You don't like Super Bowl.
Do you like Cherry B?
I do like Cherry B. I've only recently started liking Cherry B.
You've only just see, you like it, so that's good.
I like it though. I like it. I'm for it.
Yeah.
But guys, I want to say a big welcome. You know, we've been starting since, but welcome to Cocktails and Takeaways. It's your girl, Madam Joyce, in the building, and it's episode 17, baby. Yes, we in the 17. We on the 17. We gonna make it a heaven, baby. Ew, guys, we got someone special here. Honestly, this is my G, you know. I'm not gonna lie to you. This is my fucking G. She is a content creator. She is a model. Do they still call you model?
I never call myself model.
Bitch, you've been in. Listen, I've seen you. Okay, what is your best video that you've been in?
My best video.
You know, she's done a lot of videos.
I have. I think my best one. What was my best one?
Name drop.
I'm gonna just say the ones that I can remember off my head. Mm-hmm. I did Heady One tracksuit. Oh, I was on the treadmill in Hills. Did
yes. Like
I was in Lupita.
And then the waist like lonely pie. I don't mind if you got a little full pie. Listen, I wanna. Let me introduce you first. Listen, she's been in Lupita. She's been treadmilling for Heady One. It's my good sis, Maya.
It's me. In the flesh
with the blonde and the brown.
Okay.
And the snap back all the way back. I know y'all niggas can't handle that.
At least not be too far back there because my front was different.
Now you look good, I'm telling you. Now you're giving us swag today.
I tried, you know.
I love it when people try for me, you know. It's really sexy. I'm like, oh, guys, everyone's like, oh my God, I'm making an attempt for me.
Yeah.
I love that.
You never know when you might find a girlfriend, so you have to try every time.
Today. Don't worry. I'm a take you for dinner afterwards.
Love that.
We're doing a winding and dining.
Yeah, with your...
winding and dining. How are you, my guest? Let's talk to me. How's your week?
I'm good. My week's been crazy. I feel like... What day is it today even? It's Thursday.
It feels like a Friday, doesn't it?
I don't even know what day it is anymore.
It's one day, shall we? Yeah.
I've been just content creating, you know, doing my thing.
You was at the Gabzy.
I was at Gabzy show last night. The girl them love Gabzy, you know.
The girl them love Gabzy.
Hey, they were screaming. Like, oh my God, Gabzy!
Can I just Gabzy say something? Yeah, I feel like Gabzy reminds me of that album, the Trigger album that Trey Songz did.
Oh my gosh.
Where women were literally whining to their chaos.
The bras even undid themselves.
You lot are offering your bra to toxicity. You're saying, when the stud chicks as friends,
friend,
you
friend, wind up
your
friend.
He's saying, friend. Listen, I want you to fall in love with me, but I still want you to be my friend.
Just be my mate.
Just be my mate. I want you to whine, and I'm gonna whine and dine you. I'm as gonna friends. Kiss you. I'm gonna make love to you. I'm gonna call you baby, but you my nigga though.
My chest hurts.
And this is the problem, because then you'll be seeing, you were in the Gabzy concert, you were doing as the chicks as friends. Then you are now going home and asking Michael, what are we? Can you see? Can you see?
But they ask a guy, what are we? You know there's £1 million in my bank account.
Bro, listen, you were asking the man then, what are we? But you were singing answers, son chick. You were removing your pants for Gamzee.
You keep changing the lyrics every time.
What? I don't even.
Sister, chicks, as friends. And you said answers, son.
What's the lyric?
I don't even know.
Why nosters, chicks, as friends. And you wind up your hips as friends. Hey. Yeah, you say you're looking little hey. Tick as friends. Hey. And then it can slip as friends. No, but shout out to Gabzy though. I wish I went though.
Oh.
By the time I realized tickets have sold out, I said it as well.
Oh, it's crazy. It was crazy. Just content creating for him. Well, not for him, for composers.
For composers.
Yeah, music composers.
If you could play any instrument, what would it be?
A violin, you know.
Fuck.
Are you crazy?
Of all the fuck. Violin.
I've got good gallopons. Are you crazy? It would sit right here.
It would sit right there.
Yeah.
At the collar.
Yeah. Good collarbones. I'll be playing here. You lifting my shoulder on that side.
Bitch, what did the violin have to do with someone lifting your shoulder?
See, but it can be incorporated.
Do you know what? I love the dream, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at it, you know.
Don't be mad.
I think I'd be like keyboardist.
And a freeney, 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 freeney. That song.
No, I want. I got the rains from something with a bit of beat. I think the keyboardist is always the cool. I think the keyboardist of composers is Nana.
Yes.
Nah, listen, Nana's cool. Nana's fucking. Listen, I would be the chicken. Listen, because the thing is, you can do the. You're bearing in mind, people are skanking to your beat,
mm-hmm.
to your. Are you dumb? I'd be a keyboardist. I'd be a keyboard 100%.
That's the thing is though, like my fingers, are just it's too much.
Do you think you get like finger cramp?
Yeah, 100%. Can you imagine getting cramp in your finger? What would you even do? Your fingers just go like this. Fingers creep walking, but it's not going nowhere.
Not the quickest. The fingers do. Your fingers doing gang signs. You offending niggas by accident. You offending people by mistake.
Why is your fingers like that? Your fingers are scaring me.
You go to the wrong place by accident. They're like, who the fuck? Where you from? You're just like,
yeah,
shit, I just got a cramp from the keyboard.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my days. Now obviously we need to warm you in. Obviously, guys, we're already very lit. So if you haven't got a drink, make sure you pick it up because you already know here. If we don't drink, then we are gonna fall into the sink. I don't know that clearly. That wasn't what do we say here? If you ain't got a anyways, we say something now. Right, cool. Anyways.
This is a strong piece of drink that I've got here.
Wait, that's it. If you ain't sipping something light, you're not doing it right.
Oh, yeah.
That's our thing. If you ain't sipping something light, you're not doing it right. Grab yourself a fucking drink. And I'm going to ask my good sis Myers.
Oh, God.
The icebreaker question.
You're not going to answer this
one. I hope it's not the answer you're going to give me. If the bad boys and the bad girls saw you in the club, if they saw you in a day party and they said that you're looking juicy, what drink are they going to buy you?
What drink are they going to buy me? They're going to buy me...
Don't stress.
They're going to buy me tequila and orange juice or tequila shots.
For fuck's sake.
Yeah, why am I drinking stuff I don't like?
Do you know what? Can I just say, you lot, this is the first time I'm going to say, when you see Miles, don't buy anything, bruv.
Don't listen to her.
If you're going to buy someone tequila and
what
orange
drink would you buy then?
And who mixes with orange juice?
This girl's gonna get Hennessy. That's why she didn't answer me, because she's just gonna buy the ordinary Hennessy and cook and go about her day.
I would rather that.
And be sober for the whole event.
Listen, I want people to comment. If you mix with orange juice, just comment in the comment so I can block you. Because what the fuck?
Everyone felt comfortable until she said, so I can block
you. I can block you, because what? I've never in my life, you're the first person to ever say you mix.
I'm the first person to not like your mix. I'm the first person to give you tequila oranges. Listen, I'm an individual babe. I'm a special kind of babe.
An orange juice?
Yeah, it's nice.
Do you like tonic water?
Nah.
Okay, so you haven't got that down the pits of hell then, have you? You're
just,
not quite,
just scraping
you're
the
just
side.
Scraping the sides.
Hello?
Just by the gate. Anybody let me in? You're not quite there.
Somebody help me. help me.
I can't. I don't understand. Orange juices. Do you know what? Yeah, my mom used to give me orange juice in the morning, like on an empty stomach, because it helps you people poo.
Swear.
Yeah, man. If you drink orange juice on an empty stomach, your digestive sleep, because it's so trash, it will just run right through you. Poo. That's it.
Because it's so trash, explain why it's a great drink to help.
It will just run right through you. That's it.
Yeah, see,
it's very good for the digestive system. But
see, but it's a trash drink apparently.
That's what I'm saying. Like I was saying to Maya, I said she'd really enjoy this drink called Abojadi. Like if you Nigerians know what Abojadi is, it's like it's like wood.
Mm.
Basically, like when you eat too much. They'll give you this drink and it's like wood and...
What, they got like wood, like...
It's literally bark from the tree. And they put it in water and let it sit for time. And then you drink it and it helps you go to the toilet.
Where have I seen that? I've seen that somewhere. I'm not saying where I've seen that. I just remember where I've seen that.
Where you seen it?
Sorry.
You have to say confess. Confess.
Sorry.
Who used Abojadi?
Somebody's mum. Somebody's mommy be like, oh, auntie, okay. So yeah, I'm just making some tea.
In the
okay.
bottle. It's in the... And sometimes they...
Sorry, on the stove this time. Is that right?
Yeah, they can boil it. Like, it's good for, like, clearing indigestion and things like that. I can see you mixing it with alcohol, though, because your taste palate is a bit fucked. So I can see you maybe liking it with vodka.
You know, one of the Russians you're talking about.
100%. One of the strong-blooded people that don't mind drinking bark and vodka.
You know, the good thing about that, though, is that I don't get hungover the next day.
Do you not get hungover?
Not when I'm drinking white.
Neither do I, you know.
See?
I get very hungover off wine, though. You know, wine is a very troublesome drink.
Yeah, but I just feel like it's a bit of a bitch-ass drink, to be honest, because if you're going to get drunk, you might as well just, like, do the full thing.
But listen, on this show, you have the strong bloods that want to do the hammering, that want to do the, yeah, let's do the shots, shots, five shots, six shots. And then you have the pedestrians, the people that mind their business. They want to
The people that walk slow in Oxford Street.
The people... Slow and steady. The slow and steady
coming to
people,
sweep them because they're walking so slow.
They want to sip on just a light wine to wind down the day. A cocktail.
You might as well go in the bath and go to bed if you're going to wind down.
Not an orange juice one, but a cocktail to, you know, bring yourself together, you know. It's not every day do bah, bah, bah. You'll not be doing five, six, shit, shots, seven shots.
Hey.
I'm going faint.
Nah, that's a thing. No, with white though, like you don't. Well, not me anyway. I don't faint.
But like, when you're talking about white, there's different whites because the
Strictly talking either tequila or flipping vodka Red Bull.
You know how I feel about vodka.
Vodka Red Bull. I used to bang vodka Red Bull until I saw the light. Vodka gets you angry, you know.
Can I just say, sad note, I don't, and you know, yeah, this is probably gonna stop my sponsorship, but I don't give a fuck. You see Ray and Nephews, yeah.
How can I forget Ray and Nephews?
Huh?
How could I forget Marina Fees?
What is that drink? Is it alcohol or is it acid?
You can use that to clean your edges after you take a wig off, bruv. That's how strong it is.
You know, I had a story on TikTok that this girl said that she went to a party and accidentally poured Marina Fees on this leather sofa, and the next morning the whole chair bleached.
That's the whole house must stink of Marina Fees.
Like, what, that drink, I'm quite scared about it because people that, you know, we have the strong bloods. We have the pedestrians. I think people that drink Ray Nephews, I think I should call them cyborgs because I don't feel like it's a human drink.
No, you know what it is with Ray Nephews, yeah? People don't pour in moderation. There's like, oh yeah, let's go pour. And just pour like the entire cup and they wonder why they're on the floor within the first like 30 seconds.
Ray Nephews is a very, I remember the first time, not the first time, but I usually stick to my Bacardi. That's me. And I'm thinking on my birthday.
Can I have some water?
Of course you can. On my birthday, I had there was no Bacardi, so we had Ray Nephews.
Coming to kill me.
Finished. It weren't that much. We had Ray Nephews in it, so I said, let me just have, you know, two doubles. I bought two doubles of Ray Nephews.
What did you mix it with?
I think it was Coke or something.
Yeah, see, no, you can't mix it with stuff like that.
Fucked. I was done.
Could you taste it?
I went to the whole boys' party and I was.
Where there's holy, holy man in the room.
Listen, I was me, the holy girl. I was slipping and sliding, boy.
Sorry, I didn't really leave my.
I was there. Slipping and sliding, but anyways, yeah, cool. So, I'm glad we've got to know you today. That you like to drink orange juice and tequila.
Can you imagine if all the men that now move to me, they automatically buy me tequila and orange juice? I'm just like, how do you know?
Listen, I keep don't buy that. Like the fuck. Listen, don't go and waste your money. Get her a good drink. I'm sure.
So dumb.
Okay, so if we. As a cocktail and takeaway collective decide to refuse to buy you
Costa Martini.
See something? Yeah.
Yeah, I can get drunk off lights. Just give me seven of those and I'm okay for
that.
That's
better. You know what? That one is better.
That's a standard drink, I feel like.
I can co-sign that one. But anyway, cool guys, we're gonna move on to hot topics of the week. Obviously, the Bad Boys and Bad Girls answer poll on Instagram and YouTube every week, and we are gonna talk about it. I want to say a big, big shout out to the person who chose Question of the Week this week, and that is Jose in Gummy. I don't know you, but I was looking at your pictures and you're a fan.
Ra, 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 ra.
Thank you so much. So question of the week is, can you love and still cheat? So I'm going to ask you first, my good sis.
Me? Wait, why are you asking me first?
Yeah, because we asked the guests first and then we're going to hit to the bad boys and the bad girls. What
oh,
do you mean?
Could I love someone and still cheat?
Don't stress yourself.
I'm just trying to think of all possibilities, isn't it? Because I'm not going to come and be like, oh, rah, rah, rah. No.
Why is that?
If I love the person as much as I, how as much as I love, like I love, how much I can love, no.
So you feel like you can't love someone and cheat?
No.
Okay. That's it. I feel like you've been up. Have you ever cheated?
No.
Look at her, up to no good.
Nah, no man. Good. I can't keep saying the story, but I did it once by accident. I was mad young. Like, I was young.
By a mistake.
No, I was young. I forgot I had a man.
Okay, sure. How does one forget they have a man?
I'm not telling this. After this, I'm never telling the story ever again.
Hit me.
Because I'm actually an adult in this life and I've got prospects.
Don't spoil your market, bruv.
I've got prospects. And they're looking at me like.
Hit me. What did you do? Mistake.
I was mad young. I was like, I think I was in like year seven. And
do you count the boyfriends you had in year seven?
That's what I'm saying though. But like,
okay, what's the story? Hit me.
Literally had a boyfriend, but I think I can't remember what happened. Like, I hadn't spoken to him all day. I don't know what it was, but my memory is like a goldfish. I forgot. Went to go see this guy. Oh, he was like, oh, like come, let's chill, like kick or whatever, like rah rah rah. Chilling, talking, little smooching. And I swear to God, I'm on the bus home now, and I'm just into my girl. Like, rah, 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 yeah, it was all good. Rah, rah. Wait, I got a man.
A mistake. Sometimes I've been forgetting that niggas is my.
Not in this day and age though. Like anyone in this like day and age. Not
when you're balancing too many. Sometimes you forget some.
Hey, no. Listen, yeah. Listen.
It's okay to forget. No, I'm joking. I never forget.
Hey.
All my boyfriends know who they are.
All your boyfriends. Must be nice for some because... Must be nice.
Don't worry. I'll teach you. But anyways, the bad boys and bad girls answered the poll and 81% of you lot said no. You can't love someone and still cheat. And 19% said yes.
I bet 19% was... Anyway, let me not start my bashing.
19% of you are real bad boys and bad girls.
I know you said bad boys and bad girls, but I know it was just bad.
Do you know what somebody said? It was the boys. Most of the boys.
Of course
say.
It was. At least I didn't say it.
Say. I'm not going to lie. It was mostly boys that said, yes, you can. I think for me, at first, yeah, funny enough, I actually swung to the yes. And I was like, I feel like it's, you are able to love someone and still cheat. Someone said something on YouTube and they were like, and I don't know why they made it all biblical, but they were like, but you can love God and still sin.
And yeah, but it's not like.
It's like, ooh.
We're talking about riding dick and it's talking about the Bible. Like, it's just, it's two different things. It's two different things.
Do you know what it is? I feel like the thing is, when you're talking about cheating, and I'm talking about a one-time occurrence, if you're a serial cheat, yeah, just leave that bitch alone.
What, just like one person? What if it's like one person
cheating
that you're solid?
Cheating.
Like, I know, but...
what?
You know when it's like one good one, like,
that's an affair. Like, if you're cheating with one person suddenly, you form the whole relationship outside of your relationship with one person. That is an affair. What's worse? Affair. Because at first there's feelings involved. Like,
how do you know there's feelings involved? What if it's just like, I'm comfortable, you're comfortable, we're here now, like, my man's there, but...
That's a dickhead thing.
Swear.
That's a dickhead thing.
I wouldn't know such things, so I'm just asking, really.
So what would you say is worse, having an affair or cheating with multiple people?
I just feel like it depends on the affair, because what if, like, you've been a... God. What if you've, like, been a link for however long, and you suddenly... and then you just... And then you just like suddenly get a boyfriend. I say suddenly, like it just pops out of nowhere. But what if you get a boyfriend? It's like, oh, but we're comfortable, and you've got that, and he's got that, but can't get rid of. Now your hair like
it's confused.
I'm confused. Confused. I'm confused. I've got options, but I'm confused. You know.
Nah, I don't know. You know, I don't know. I think having a relationship outside of your relationship is probably worse, because the thing is like having sex with someone and just making it completely about that. You know. I just had sex with this person by mistake and we've moved on. Mm. I think it's very different to having any sort of, even if it's just a platonic friendship with the person and having sex with them. I think it's a bit mad because emotions is evolving. They're both mad either way, but we're trying to balance out which one is more mad.
That's the thing, I'm here giving you hypotheticals, but if you ever cheat on me, trust no. Try no.
I will. Have you ever been cheated on?
Not that I know of.
I've been cheated on, you know.
Swear?
Yeah, man.
Did you cry?
I cried.
Hey, you know that thing, yeah? When you're in the mirror and you're crying, yeah?
Did you see that pic? There was a video of one girl, yeah, on Twitter. And she was crying. And it was like, all the cry was...
Oh, yeah!
all the
you know I was ready for that cry at the end of the video.
You know when you cry so hard, it's like you're buffing in your tears.
Oh, you know when there's a whole puddle in your chest.
Crying, bogeys, dribbling.
Oh, man.
Eyeballs red. But now I've been cheated on. I got cheated on when I was like 18 with this caramel boy. I keep telling you not to leave the Igbo boys alone, you know. But this was my first ever.
This was
my first ever Igbo boy. Not my last year, but the, not my must. See, I went to go back and suffer again. Anyway, that's another story. So I was with this Igbo boy when I was 18, and I think like you were saying, he was doing beat buddies with her prior to me dating him. So when I now got into the picture, obviously, you know, he wanted to wife the kid, innit, because I'm not, you know, when you see me, like, shit changes, you think, like, obviously. Anyway, so obviously he decided, listen, I'm digging Joyce, let me cuff her. But then he thought he could keep the side thing.
Do you know why?
Side.
Because he was comfortable.
Yeah, he was comfortable with the girl. So anyways, I remember we went to the arcade, you know, a little 18-year-old me. And my girl called me at the time, and then she was like, oh, Joyce, I need to tell you something. I was like, what, Gwan? She's like, nah, oh my God, Joyce, I don't think I can say it. Are you with your man? I was like, yeah, I'm with him.
Wait, who said that?
My girl. So my girl calls me. She's like, oh my God, like, I was like, just tell me, because I didn't want it to be like, it's right. Why are you riding it over? Just say it and spit it out, my G. She's
and the
like,
thing is, you know already. It's one or two things, but it's already in your head.
You know, it wasn't even in my head. It was not even in my head. And niggas in front of me. Niggas right in front of me. And my girl was like, I'm not going to lie to you. Yeah. Obviously, this girl is saying that she slept with your man. And the last time they've been fucking, and the last time they fucked was last Thursday. And I'm doing my calculations.
Today
I'm like,
is
nigga, today is Saturday. Today's Saturday. So Thursday would have been 2 days ago. So I'm now like, and you know them ones where it's like, girls are like, oh, when if a nigga cheats on me, I'm gonna fuck him up.
You're not doing shit. You're going home and you're crying. And so that's the first time you open up to your mum. That's the first time you're gonna open up to your mum and cry tears.
Brother, you know what? Yeah, you know, have you ever looked at a nigga and just wanted to just tear him in half? Have you ever just wanted to just tear, not even box them,
hey,
not even slap them?
You know them juice machines trying to push them.
You just want to tear. Have you ever wanted to tear somebody in half? I swear to God. And the nigga was, and I was like, I asked him, I said, but when I asked him about the girl, I said, when I asked you about this girl, he said, nothing happened. He's like, yeah. I said, so why am I hearing you fucked on Tuesday? And you know that, you know when the niggas like to go, why would I lie to you? I didn't do, I just went to my friend's house to go and cry. But anyways, we a bad bitch now, you get me? We out here. But that happened a long time ago, but it was funny to me. I would say that's my only ever cheating experience.
Everyone says, oh, like, if you haven't like experienced it, he definitely has. You say he found out. Like, babe, he knows what's making find out. I'm ignorance is bliss. Don't
100%.
If I find out, you're an idiot. Because you obviously want
to
be
that's good. Listen, my sisters always say this, yeah. They're like, if a guy cheats, if he loves you, yeah, you will never find out. There are some man them that are cheating with your sister, fam. If you want to cheat now, but big man thing, if you want to cheat, why don't you go to Scotland? Why don't you go to Dubai?
Do you know what it is?
You don't know. Go on, give me.
Do you know what it is, yeah? Mm-hmm. It dawned upon me. Hit yeah. Me. And I have this conversation all the time. You see these men, yeah? Mm-hmm. And these women, God, before they come and flog me.
Don't listen, we're not doing man bashing today. No man bashing.
Not even these men, both genders, yeah. They'll be shagging, fornicating with people that just open their mouth wide. You haven't even spoken to them, but they told you about their mum, what happened to her last week. Why are you shagging? You haven't vetted the babe at all. You haven't vetted
like
the guy at all.
I don't like a chatty patty, you know.
Oh, like.
I don't like a chatty patty. Close your mouth. I don't like a chatty patty. Close your mouth. I don't like a chatty patty. Close your mouth.
And it's just
listen.
Like, it's so hard.
In this life, the worst thing you can do is sleep with someone that talks too much. My God.
It's so often, because it's like, oh, this is your type,
yeah? Sometimes, I'm going to say this. Sometimes I just want to do some stuff silently, quiet. Let me off my pants on mute. Let me do the hanky-panky silently and be going.
Yeah.
I've enjoyed, you've enjoyed. Now everybody must now know.
It's so good.
Listen, that's dead.
Listen, if I was good, then what can I say? But don't be telling people.
Fam.
Don't be telling people. That's the thing. Like, they'll be shagging people that just be chatting so much.
I swear to God. Let me tell you something. These chatty patty, you just have to deny their existence. I've never seen this one in my life.
Sorry to that man.
So I do not know him. I have never experienced him. You just, I'm sorry, I don't mind. Just me. You just have to say, Bobby?
Huh?
Johnny? Who?
What?
Johnny?
These guys just ringing my phone. Huh?
I swear to God, I would deny your whole existence.
Are you sure you're talking to the right person? Because I'm not sure. Like,
I've never in my life seen this person before. I don't care. I don't mind denying people, you know. But you're not trying to come to all this me and Joyce, because I would say I will look the person dead in his eye and I will say, I have never in my life I will lie.
That's why you can't do nothing these days as well. You can't even do anything remotely like freaky either. Like, you can't do nothing.
Because they'll come into detail and be like, oh yeah, she did. Fucking hell, bro. Anyways, this is not men bashing. No, I'm not coming for the men.
It's not even men. It's both. Like, it's both. You can't do anything you could possibly think of doing.
Girls are chatty. There's some stuff I hear about. What, and the thing is, it's so unprovoked. You black. Like, let's just say now, like you just said, you did a. Hey. I said episode. Look at the way you're biting me. You did a music video with Hedy. Like, let's just say I'm in a room and then I'm like, oh yeah, you know, I really love Hedy One's video. Or yeah, my girl Maz, that's my girl Maz and Hedy One. Oh my God, you don't know Hedy One's dick is bending. Do you know that Daddy One's got a curved dick?
It'd be something dumb like that as well.
Yeah, I swear to God.
And it's like, who asked you?
We didn't say anything. Who's talking about Daddy One's dick? We said that his music video is good. Oh my God, you don't know Daddy One's a curved dick. When I was riding it, he was
sick.
Because that's what bitches be doing, man. Bruv, the girls are just as bad as the boys. Anyways, let me hit you on what some of the bad boys and bad girls said. Someone said, surely it's madness to open your mouth, your smelly mouth, to tell me you love me and go and cheat. Yes, it's true. Your dirty mouth.
That's where he flopped. He told you he loved you. See?
Do you know what? I've heard of mandem say, oh, let me not say mandem. We're not doing man bashing today. I've heard of people saying that they love somebody just to go and do sex with them. But anyways, that's another one for another day.
Hey.
Someone else said, if you are in love with someone, cheating wouldn't even cross your mind, period. Another bad boy said, true love is loving someone like you don't love yourself. It don't make sense to be cheating.
All
like
of these are aiming heartbroken.
I love that, you know.
All of these are aiming heartbroken.
Do you know what? I fuck with that. The thing is, I feel like for you to be in love with someone, being in love with someone, there's a lot of selflessness to that. You have to sacrifice yourself to be able to love someone truly. Like, you know when they talk about, like, oh my God, there's some things that I would have never done, but being in love with that person I ended up doing. And I feel like for you to cheat on someone, you have not yet reached that peak where you love that person enough that you're willing to sacrifice your own ego and your own wants and needs to be able to accommodate for that person. So if you're cheating on someone, yeah, you might care for the person, but if your body and your wants is more than your love for that person, then you're not quite there yet. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like I would say that like 2-3 years ago. I still agree with you now. I would say that 2-3 years ago. But like, when you're in certain situations where you meet people, like you grow comfortable with people, this is why you're single, by the way. And I don't know, like, because more time, it's just techie. We don't meet each other with a blank canvas, is what I'm saying, basically. And all that is all great news, but it's not the usual situation. Like, people, I don't know, people going as if cheating is this thing where, how can I put this? We don't meet people as a blank canvas, basically, is what I'm saying, isn't it? And it's just, it's hard, it's easier said like that than done.
Absolutely.
I'm not talking as if I'm a cheater, but I can understand.
That's the thing, for me, I can understand there are a lot of men that probably, we're not doing the men bashing today, there are a lot of people.
But you know what we mean.
There are a lot of people that have not yet subdued their sexual desires and their wants. And, you know, for you to subdue a sexual desire, you have to have a lot of self-control. And some people are not there yet, but then it...
But it's just like, why then? Why are you with her?
Why are you in a relationship? That's the thing. That's the next question. Why are you in a relationship?
Why are you with her? Why are you with him? Why? Like,
why are you with them?
Don't you think about these things when you're in the shower? Like, you know?
That's what I'm saying. Like, you really, if you wanted to do bish, bash, bosh and hanky panky, you can really be on your own. You don't have to be in a relationship. But then again, you have people that want to have their cake and eat it. They want to have the comfortability and the stability of somebody, but then also they want to have the freedom of dating and fucking
it's
many people.
It's just confusing. It's like, what
people
do you want?
People are not okay. But me, listen, I'm not for cheating. I don't co-sign cheating. I've never cheated in my life, even by accident, like Myers. So I've never done it by a mistake. I've never done it on purpose. And I don't think I would, because when I'm with someone, I'm so fixated on them. It's not happening.
Yeah.
It's not happening. But guys, that was question of the week. If you guys want to get involved, question of the week next week, make sure you follow us on Twitter, CNT Podcast, Instagram, Cocktails and Takeaways, and also subscribe to our YouTube channel, Cocktails and Takeaways.
Hey, Alicia Keys.
So we're going to move on to hot topics of the week. This week has been a very interesting week, and we're going to talk about probably the biggest news that dropped this week with DaBaby and Danny Lee. Now, if you guys don't already know what's happening with DaBaby and Danny Lee, I'm literally just going to read you the headlines from one of the news. So on Sunday night, an argument between rapper DaBaby and the mother of his child, singer Danny Lee, played out live on Instagram, with both parties live streaming various parts of the fight. The incident, which involved DaBaby filming Danny Lee as she bottle fed her 3-month-old, seemed to revolve around the fact that DaBaby wanted her out of his Charlotte, North Carolina apartment where she has been living since DaBaby was born. Now, you hit me. Did you watch the video?
I watched parts of it, yeah.
Bruv. Talk to me. What do you think? What was going through your mind when you watched that vid?
I was just like, bro, like, this is what the man are on.
Bro!
That's what I was thinking. I was like, this is what the man are on.
That was some criminal shit.
3 a.m. You're sleeping soundly. You're having... was she sleeping or was she awake?
She was awake, but she was breast... She was bottle feeding.
How can you come home at 3 a.m., yeah? You're thinking, oh, you're waiting for my baby to get home. He comes home and says, you got to get out.
I'm not sure why the fight happened, but she was saying something like he'd just come home anytime that he wanted. Like, obviously she's got a child, so he'd come home and not reply to the phone and then just walk in. I think it was cool. But I'm sorry, yeah. I don't understand people that bring that shit to social media. I don't.
Yeah, no, you need to have a certain type of... You need to have no shame, number one. You need to have no shame to be doing that type of stuff. But...
It was just, the situation was just fucked.
I knew he was trashier from when he couldn't keep his hand to himself. But I wouldn't think he would be that, like, I wouldn't sit there and think, yeah, the baby would kick his baby mom out and his kid out at 3 a.m.
And disgrace her on the public national live Instagram. Bruv!
Three times. He went on live like 3 times. And
do you know
what
he said that killed me? He was like, yeah, you was never my bae, you was my side bitch.
There's bare videos to prove that you're lying, my G. Like,
that's, man them will be like, I didn't even rate you like that, but they'll be doing, you see a picture, listen. Oh, I don't want to get started. People, we're not going to do men bashing this. People will be like, oh, the relationship wasn't that deep, you were just my ting. 3 months ago, you were spending money on me.
Just laid up like this under the chin.
Laying up, doing whining and dining, buying bag.
Same morning, sweetheart.
Morning, sweetheart. I missed you, baby. I can't stop thinking about you. You introduced me to your mom, your daddy. You bought me bag. You bought me shoe. You told me that you love. You won't pull off. I love you, baby. I want to have children with you. Now, you're now saying that. But she was just my thing, though.
And the thing is, yeah, in the midst of all of that, yeah, you're so confused at the shit that that's actually coming out of his mouth. You don't know if you should pick up a bottle or actually ask him if he's okay inside. Because what are you talking about?
When you was licking my pussy like lollipop.
Hey!
Hey! Man said he was my side bitch, but his head was in between my legs like...
They took family pictures. Ah!
The professional ones.
Yes!
Fuck. You see, once you take those professional family pictures, you can never deny me.
With the turtleneck.
And the matching, and you're doing this.
The baby like this.
with the baby. Once I was holding the baby, and then the man's holding his waist like this. You can never fucking deny me, bro. Once you take those pictures, you can't deny me.
That's how I know that gender. Yeah, I don't give a toss. That gender. Yeah, they're taps.
Listen, I'm not with the membership this week. You know I love my man them.
Hey, no, because I've never seen people. We need to be more like them because I've never seen a guy deny it that hard.
You see, I think the scary thing about that certain gender is that the lying is so intense. Listen, you can have point evidence, explanation, and link. You can have physical photos. You can have videos. You can have audio.
You could have been there. You could have been there. You could have been there.
The side bitch could have come forward with a statement, and they would still lie.
They are dying on the line.
They would die on that block. What I mean, they would die on that line. Hey,
and you know what? Yeah, I hear it because like fight or flight. Do I back down? I'm really here now, isn't it?
On the way.
I'm at the top of the mountain now. Do I go back? Because it's cold. I've already walked up here. I'm sweating.
We would.
Or do I jump? I'm really here now.
Listen, them niggas. Jump every fucking. The evidence would be there.
It's actually crazy. It's mad.
It's fucking hell. But do you know what? Yeah, I said this last week about Summer Walker, and I'm gonna say it again. Yeah. I don't wanna. So sad,
be free,
man.
Nah,
because the thing is, once I start, you lot will say, Joy San, you've started again. Sad man dropped a video. We was all minding our business in the AM. We woke up in the AM. We were getting ready for our day. Sideman decided to drop a video with his robe.
Eye boogie, and residue.
Robe, eye boogie, and residue. And the breath was probably kicking as well.
Don't kill me.
It was the morning breath. Because when someone hasn't brushed their teeth because their mouth would be blah, 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 blah. You know the blah, blah, the saliva was still stringing.
Oh my God.
When he opened his mouth to talk about, you know, I'm not gonna say it. Oh fuck! I can't.
She's on the egg. Oh my God! Oh, what'd you do, yeah? When you wake up? What'd you do, yeah? When you wake up and your MCM's in the room?
Do you know what killed me? Is he?
Oh, before my God!
He sat on his chair. Yeah,
his room.
He wrapped it to cover his boobies. He said, "I need to modernize myself.
I need to cover myself.
I need to cover my boobies.
I need to cover myself."
He now wrapped the robe to chat. Rubbish!
Oh, that's the best thing ever.
I can't. Oh, do you know what?
You know the thing is, yeah. Do you know what the thing is with him, yeah? Because he gets flogged all the time, and I like. I'm all here for like someone having their own opinions, innit? But that specific opinion goes against his entire brand.
Because listen,
he's been screaming, "We need to teach black men. We need to teach ra 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 ra." And in the one opportunity that you were meant to teach the exact same black men that you talk about day in day out, you've come to bash the woman.
But that's what I'm saying. It's a charade. The thing is that. For me, Sideman's brand has always been to do the pro-woman thing. At first, I really digged it.
You was on Clubhouse saying, yeah!
But then I was like, this just seems so forced. There was one time on Clubhouse where he was talking about, oh yeah, anyone can come and kill me. I'm coming. He was saying that I can say what I want. If people don't like it, they can come and kill me. I'm in Manchester.
See, I mean, men down the line.
I said, you want to down the line for rubbish? He said, I don't care. I don't mind dying for what I'm going to say. I don't mind dying. I said, oh my God. Then he's now come and done this. And I'm like, do you know what? I respect him. When I'm thinking about myself, obviously there's some people that get paid to speak about culture.
Which is why I was thinking maybe that's why he got up at 9 a.m. But I'm so sorry. No one's shit baby dad. Like, it was all off. It was all off. It was so off.
There's some conversations that as a man, you can't open your mouth to say.
No, you can. And if you open your mouth to say it, you need to be getting onto the guy.
Thank you. Do you know what it is? I mean, there's some conversations as a guy, you can't speak on women's experiences because you will never understand a woman's experience.
You don't feel sorry. No one asks you to.
A woman. I know you really want to be a part of the gang, but you're just not quite there yet. You're not quite there yet. And you know what? I respect him as a a cultural commentator will you be? I respect him as that, but there's certain conversations as a man, your experiences and your gender will never allow you to understand. As
but the thing is, yeah, like, I get that, but it was all there in front of him. He had exhibit A, exhibit B, exhibit C, and from everything that was online, that's what he did on notes, and then that's what he came with the next morning.
Bruv, he wanted I don't know.
It don't make sense. It don't make sense.
It just, what he was saying made no sense to me.
As if there isn't like deadbeat dads that like that are on the ends. I'm so confused. Like deadbeats aren't just within the
we can judge her from because exactly it's not just entertainment. There are deadbeat dads globally, from the east to the west to the north to the south. It's not just within a certain region. Yeah, there are some. I know that there are some guys that talk about, yeah, this is pussy, but then they're probably good guys. They're probably good guys to their children. You speaking about certain things doesn't necessarily mean. Or rapping about certain things doesn't necessarily mean that you're a shit person. Yeah, you might be a shit person. There's some things I don't agree with in rap that people talk about, and they do show their ways. But there's a lot of things that sell, and unfortunately, that kind of what's his name, Future type of pussy vagina, that stuff kind of blows. So some guys just like to sing that because they know that's the things that people like, that toxic masculinity bullshit. But that doesn't necessarily mean, just like someone can be singing, oh, I love you, baby, and the water. And can be flogging his girl.
Givion, how do you pronounce his name? How do you say his name?
Is it Givion or Givion?
Yeah, one of the two. Him that was cheating with the singing these love songs, but he was dying.
You can imagine. he basically, what Simon was saying is that, oh yeah, I don't respect him because you should have heard his lyrics. I know he doesn't respect women. That guy, Derek Jackson, that was telling everybody, oh, you should treat your woman like this. Was he not doing hanky panky with everybody? He now got his woman, his wife in a headscarf doing this in her glasses like she was Pope Mary. Please, that don't mean shit.
Do you know what's so funny as well? Yeah, everyone was saying, oh. But she made that Yellow Bone song. And I hear it, yeah. I hear it, yeah. But
I ain't say nothing.
I hear it. But like, so he's what he did was still fucked.
It was still fucked, regardless. I mean, some people are using that as a dig to be like, oh well, bitch, I told you so. Like, the Yellow Bone scared it too.
And it's like, you lot are on a very slippery slope. you lot on a slippery slope, babe. You're on a slippery slope because you're not even getting a text back, but here we are talking about this babe
here. Well, here we are.
I don't know. I could never in it. Like, she could do the worst. She could do the worst, but I would never want someone to go through that. You know, never. I've always I think I was talking about it like a few months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing like women go through pregnancy alone, like seeing baby showers, not seeing a dad there.
Just stuff like, man.
And you don't want to give pity to anyone because you don't actually know anyone's actual situation in it. Mm-hmm. But when you just see it, it's just like, rah. So deadbeats are really worldwide,
globally.
In the past life, the future life,
every race, every gender, every person, boy. I'm not gonna lie to you. There's deadbeats everywhere.
If you can do a woman dirty while she's holding your child, I don't even know if you can kill, because you must be able to do something else. That's not. You must be able to see aliens.
The thing is, it's so normalized. The next thing I wanted to talk about, actually, we're going to move on to the next topic. There was this situation with there was a Yardi interview with ZZ Mills. Mm. So essentially, I'm gonna try and find the actual. Did you watch the video first of all?
I watched the clip where the guy thought he was doing something.
No, wait, hold on a second. Wait, so you're saying that, well, you wasn't agreeing with what he was saying?
No.
Okay.
So not that I agreed or disagreed, but it's like, White Yardie, in terms of like Jamaican, its culture, when you go there, I'm talking like I've been there before, but I know in terms of like the culture, like we embrace anybody.
Absolutely.
And someone like White Yardie, he's been back and been in Jamaica longer than a lot of the people that's been in the UK.
Exactly.
And he's done a lot more for the community and people in Jamaica than a lot of people in the UK have done.
100%.
So on what God's green earth, how dare you come on national television?
I'm talking about ZZ Mills here.
No. I'm talking about the guy.
Okay.
Because the guy really thought he was doing something. He said, when did you feel like you became Jamaican?
Exactly. Like who, what?
First of all, he's lucky that White Yardie has...
This was ZZ Mills asking him this, by the way.
But the guy asked him as well, no?
Oh, yes, here, yeah.
Yeah, no, the guy asked, so they asked the same question twice. I'm confused. Yeah.
So obviously ZZ Mills was asking if he considers himself to be a part of black culture.
Yeah.
So the clip that I watched was he was basically saying that what is black culture? Black culture is very, very broad. Mm. There's UK black culture, there's Jamaican black culture. And the thing is, I feel like he said it so eloquently, his argument as to, I would consider myself to be Jamaican black culture because that's something I grew up with. I think he said his family grew up in Jamaica, but he was born
here. Yeah.
And then moved back.
And then went back like ASAP, quick.
Because of the healthcare. He said that he was born elsewhere because the healthcare in Jamaica was not great. So basically he moved, stayed there for 3 months and then came back to Jamaica.
And it's just like, how dare you? How dare you ask me that? Are you crazy? Why have you not done your research as a presenter?
That's what I'm saying. I think the thing is that people equate culture to race.
Mm.
And this is where we get on a slippery slope. I don't like really talking about race because it's such a sensitive topic.
Mm-hmm.
But I think in this case where he's actually, like you said, he's come from a place where he's come from the country. And do you know what's so funny? A lot of Caribbean people are in the UK, are so far from their roots.
Mm-hmm.
It's not their fault, but obviously because of things like Windrush, because of like we have like literally 2-3 generations of Caribbean people who are actually born and bred in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
They have not experienced Jamaican culture.
Have you even gone back?
They have not even gone back since. Like a lot of the Caribbean people that I know, especially the Jamaicans, when you hear their parents have their very English accent because their parents came during the Windrush times. So are we gonna say that he's any less of a culture because he's white?
I'm just not here for like people thinking that they can try and pick someone's life apart and then you decide what you think I am. Are you nuts? Are you actually crazy? I feel like they set him up.
I feel like they set him up. But the thing is, I love the way he answered. Like it was so
eloquently.
It was so classy. I rate him.
Put a dust on across the room because what? Are you crazy?
I rate him so hard.
I could. And if this new era of like targeting people and then questioning them because you know on the internet it's gonna do numbers.
Do well, yeah.
Don't do that. Don't ever try that.
The thing is that if he didn't answer the way he answered, people probably would have attacked him.
Oh my God, he would have been flogged.
He would have been flogged.
He would have been flogged.
But he answered it. I think he answered it amazingly.
All I know is that guy that asked him. I don't know the guy personally, but all I know is that it sounded like he had an ulterior motive.
Mm-hmm. I'm kind of sick of tired. You know, fair enough. Like we're having there is situations where race is being exploited, and there is situations where black culture is being used and gendrified and all this interesting stuff. Mm-hmm. But in this case, I kind of feel like he was born, he embraces the culture. It's not that he tries to make himself, like he literally calls himself white yardy. You know, there's some people that he doesn't make himself racially ambiguous or anything. He's literally born and bred in the culture. He's grown up in the culture. He's grown up amongst black people in Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like what he is should be questioned because it's something that is only associated with black people. Like the thing is, even a lot of Caribbean countries, like when we're talking about even Trinidad and Tobago, I remember I used to work with this Indian woman.
Mm-hmm.
And she was from Trinidad, had a Trinidadian accent, but she was Asian.
Yeah.
Are we going to say that she's not as a part of the culture because she doesn't fit into the category of a Trinidadian black woman?
I honestly personally feel like if you're not leeching off the culture, If you're still hoping the culture that you say you come from,
mm-hmm.
and you're not leeching off them, I can't fault you in it.
No.
And I'll be honest, I don't care enough. I don't care enough. Like there's so much stuff that we like go on like we care enough about. We don't even talk about during the day.
It's true.
Online, the conversation is different to what it is in person, I promise.
100%. I feel like when it comes to race, there's always this, which I get, there's always this outrage, but I feel like sometimes it just can't, it's just like relax.
Some of the outrage is like, have you not had breakfast?
Babe, relax. Life is not that deep. For me, I'm so passionate about race. I'm so passionate about my people. But in a situation like this, it's like, come on, man. Like, come on.
It was insulting to watch.
It was very insulting to watch. Absolutely.
It was insulting to watch. And you could tell, like, I don't know how much research was done on him as a person.
Probably not much.
But if you did some research, you would have known. You would have known. About why you would have known, because a lot of people do, hence why you would have got flogged time ago.
finish.
He would have got flogged time. He would have got flogged time ago.
The culture accepts him. Like I've heard of him. I've seen what he does, and the black people embrace him, probably more than the white people. But
the Caribbean embrace. If you're from the Caribbean, then you're from the Caribbean. And
that's it. That's it. Born and bred. Like why are we disassociating him from the culture? Because
he looks a certain way.
That's so strange to me. The whole interview was just chaotic. It was just unnecessary.
I didn't watch
the whole,
I watched that guy, and I was like, you got actually mad.
It was chaotic. It was chaotic, and it was like a tennis player between Zizi and the guy. I was just like,
trying to catch him out.
That was literally how it was. That was literally how it was. But he handled himself very, very well. So a big
he's got patience, boy.
Because that's the thing is, in those situations you have to speak yourself. Class, like you could be very careful because one sound bite, someone can take your 30-second rant and turn it to 10 seconds and that's it, done.
That reminds me of something else, actually.
Like who?
Travis and that whole thing with the Astroworld. There was like a 5-second clip of him, of someone, I think, passing out or whatever. And then the camera panned to him and he was doing something, mm-hmm. and he was humming a note and he was just looking at the body in it. He was just looking. Someone goes, oh, this is so demonic. Ra ra ra. I can't believe it. Da, ra, ra. Mm. Two tweets down. Full 30-second clip of him telling everyone to stop. Everyone stop. And he looked over. And then that's when he was looking. I'm like, you lot are crazy.
It's true, you know. I mean,
you lot are mad.
I think that whole Astroworld thing is definitely a touchy one. We spoke about that about 2 weeks ago.
Hmm.
And obviously, update from there, you know, people have started filing lawsuits. Sadly, another person has passed away, a child, 9 years old.
Crazy.
They were in intensive care, brain dead, and then they're officially dead.
That's crazy.
It's mad. It's absolutely mad. I'm saying what I'm saying. 2 weeks ago, people who were involved in the event should have taken more precaution to make sure that everybody was safe. It was over capacity. People were pushing. I saw videos of people breaking into the actual event.
That's where it flopped. That's where it flopped. When people were breaking in, that's when it flopped.
Security is not tight enough. Like there just needs to be more precaution, and there wasn't.
But I think the one thing I would say though, in terms of like festivals, ever, people being injured is so normal. People passing out is so normal. People being dehydrated is so normal. Like when you're like, not to like brag, I'm at the front, when you're in the pits or like when you're in the middle or when you're on the side of the stage, you see people pass out all the time. Hence why that's why there's so much ambulances and there's so much meds on the sides. Like you literally see people getting pulled out, and there's always medics in the back.
Mm-hmm.
So and if all these big places like Wireless, Parklife, all these big festivals, if there was to start dropping injury reports, you'd see that. It's very normal. It's just crazy that someone's passed away. Someone on Twitter was like
nine people.
Someone on Twitter was like, oh, even Michael Jackson and people passed away. Big MJ.
I'm sure someone died.
People were passing out like they were drinking water. Are you crazy?
When they died, the thing is, is it that they died and no one said anything, or
I don't know. I just feel like it's tough because people passed away. But I just feel like with that Travis thing, not a lot of common sense was applied.
No, at all.
It was just, oh my God, Travis, you're wrong. Live Nation, you're wrong. And to be fair, Live Nation is wrong. Because it will be Live Nation putting on, or whoever's doing it, sorry. Mm-hmm. Whoever's putting on that festival.
Mm-hmm.
It's them that's wrong, because you knew what the capacity was.
100%.
Really and truly, all Travis got to do is say, hey, here's the link, buy the tickets.
Mm-hmm.
And show up. I just feel like stuff like, it's just techie. The internet makes things so techie.
It's techie. I'm heartbroken. Anyways, guys, we'll definitely keep you updated on that one. That's kind of a big thing at the moment. But yeah, that's time, you know.
Hey!
I think we've been running for more than an hour. Because we didn't start at the set time. We started like 15 minutes before. So guys, we're going to close it there. I want to say thank you so much for listening in. Myers, where do we find you?
Well, you can find me on Instagram. Showing a bit of ass, no joke.
She do be showing some ass though. That wasn't a joke.
I'm rebranding now. I'm a content creator. I can't be doing such things. On Instagram, myerslondon__.
Ow.
And on Twitter, where I chat. I don't even want to give my Twitter because I chat shit on Twitter. _SCMyers. And yeah. Find me out here, you know.
Guys, thank you. you so much for coming, Myers. Guys, you already know. Make sure you comment below and tell me what is your favorite part of today's episode. I'm going to see you next week with another bad boy or another bad girl. You know how we do. Enjoy your week. And I'm going to see you soon. It's episode 17, baby. Bye.